Sabbath, brethren. It's good to be here. It's a beautiful Sabbath day. Got some rain last night. Really appreciate that and thankful to God for that. Well, lately, as most of you know, we've been going over the book of Revelation. Our minister, Mr. Randy Scribers, started a Bible study with that. And something he pointed out in preparing us for that is, what is the book of Revelation for? Is it for us just to know about prophecy, he pointed out? No, it's not. Some important scriptures in the book is for us to be keeping the words in that book, to be doing what is written in that book. And it had me to thinking, I've given a lot of thought to this recently, is what have I done with my life? How have I grown? How have I overcome? How have I been spiritually fruitful? You know, I've been going to church since I was about 12 years old. And it's a sobering thought. You know, have I met the mark? Am I doing what God wants me to do? If you will, please turn with me to James 1, chapter 22. James 1, 22. It says, but be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So if we hear God's word and we are not doing God's word, we're not deceiving anyone else. We're deceiving ourselves. We may think we're being productive or fruitful, and we are not. So it is so important, again, as Mr. Scriber brought out in Revelation, that we must be doing what's written in this book, in the whole book of the Bible, of God's Word. Today, in today's world, life is very hectic. We all have very busy lives, many responsibilities, many concerns, especially now with the economic situation. And those can distract us. I think Satan the devil is the master distractor. No pun intended. He does everything to get us off focus, to not think about what is really important and what we need to be doing. Pretty soon the years pass by and we wonder, where did it go? You know, if you're a teenager or just recently turned 20, you may say, well, where did my teenage years go? That's pretty young, but you don't realize how quickly it passes by. Pretty soon you're 30, and you say, where'd my 20s go? And then you're 40, where'd my 30s go? And so on. You know, our bodies age, but our minds don't age as much, and it's hard to understand the passage of time. Even if we're 90 years old, it's like a blink of an eye. Where did the years go? What did I do with those years? So with this sermonette, I'd like for us to focus on doing, what we need to be doing. And more specifically is, do we have a spiritual to-do list? Every day we know mentally what we have to do. We have a routine. We get up, we fix breakfast, we fix a pot of coffee, we take a shower, we eat, we go to work, maybe take the kids to school, drop them off and pick them up and come back and fix dinner and then eat and maybe do a little TV watching, maybe pray or study a little bit and then go to bed. But how focused are we on our spiritual necessities, what we need to be doing spiritually? Is that as much of a routine to us as our physical responsibilities? If we neglect our physical responsibilities, we understand what happens. If I don't cook food, I don't eat, I get hungry. If I continue not to eat, I will eventually die. If I don't do the laundry, I wear dirty, smelly clothes if I don't have any, you know, and so on. But what happens, we may not see the effects immediately, but if we're not doing the spiritual things, we will see the effects eventually. We'll start having family problems. We'll have relationship problems with our spouse or our children or our co-workers. God will not be blessing us as much as if we are doing His words and keeping His commandments. And it will come. And, you know, we all know the scripture about building our house. That's another form of doing. If we're not building our spiritual house, great will be the fall and the ruin of it. So we all need a spiritual to-do list. That helps keep us focused. Just like every day we know what we need to do physically, we need to know what we need to be doing spiritually. How else can we say that we're seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness if we aren't doing something spiritually every day? It's not by osmosis. It just doesn't happen. We must be doing something to be seeking God's kingdom. And now, I don't know about you, but I feel a great sense of urgency. And you know, who knows when Christ will return? I'm not here to say that. But again, as I said, our life passes by quickly. And whenever it comes our time to die, you know, that's the end of it for us. And what have I done with my life? Now is the time to be doing something. We need to be honing our spiritual lives. The scripture is full of encouragement, though. You know, if we haven't been doing something, if we haven't been doing what we need to be doing, or if we have slacked off a little bit, God is full of mercy. He is full of love and long-suffering. And He's just waiting for us to turn around and to repent. And that's what He wants us to do. I build, and we all build on the things that we've been taught, that the ministry has taught us, or God has taught us through the ministry. And I remember a sermon Mr. Pennelly gave about spiritual hypothermia. You know, most of us probably remember that. It's a very powerful sermon. You know, like hypothermia, where your body gets colder and colder and eventually you fall asleep and never wake up. Well, if we're not doing the spiritual things, maybe eventually we'll spiritually fall asleep. And that's not a good thing. And it comes upon us unawarely. We're not aware of it. So, you know, again, I'm not up here preaching to the choir. Well, I am. The choir's out there. But I'm preaching to myself. Again, we hear these things, and it's because of self-examination many times, and God's inspiration, of course. I really appreciated the prayer. So, if you will, turn with me to Ezekiel 18, verse 21. And this is very encouraging. Ezekiel 18, verse 21. Again, showing God's love and mercy and patience, it says, "But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes," again, that word keep means to do, you know, we need to be doing them, "and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die." And how awesome is this? Verse 22. "And all his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he has done, he shall live." So if we turn from not doing what we need to do, or turn from sinning and turn to righteousness, God forgets all of that. He removes our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and he forgets it, and it will never be brought up. On the other hand, if you continue reading, there's a sobering thought there that if a righteous man turns and starts doing the way of the sinner, you know, he will die in his sins and none of the righteousness that he does will be remembered. But again, I want to focus on the positive today and that we need to be doing. And if we're doing, God will bless us and he will see us through everything. A joyful scripture to me also is in Malachi 3, verse 7. It says, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Lord." Just so encouragement, you know, forgiveness of sins God just wants us to return to Him, and He gives us every opportunity to do that. We must seize that opportunity. We can't just let it slip by. I won't tell you how old I am right now, but I can't believe I'm this old. I never thought I'd see this day. You know, I thought God would return and His kingdom would be set up. But again, that is so encouraging. In Hebrews 11, you know, talks about the faithful, the people that look for a city of God and had not received it. And, you know, they're asleep now and they're waiting for us. And so that's just a wonderful thing, full of great examples to us. Again, I go back to Revelation, and it says, you know, God warns the people. He warns them. He says, you know, you have lost your first love, or you have left your first love. And that is a end time warning. God tells us that the love of many will wax cold, and so we need to be careful. But what does God tell us if we feel that way, if that is happening to us? Again, Mr. Scriber reinforced that, and he said, you know, remember from whence you have fallen. Remember your first love. Remember the way it was when you first learned of the truth and how exciting it was, and maybe how much you prayed, and not just how much, or going through the actions, but the love that was in you, and the love for God and the love for the brethren. Remember that. Repent. Stop doing what you're doing and start doing those things again. You know, I have a short spiritual to-do list. I'm sure you have your own, but these are just some thoughts. And of course, the first one goes without saying. It is the bread and butter, you may say. It is what is going to keep us alive. It cannot be neglected at all. And we've heard this if you've grown up in the church or been in the church very long. We all know this first one. We have to have Bible study. We have to be reading God's word to know what it says, what He's telling us. And we must have prayer, and we have to meditate. Meditate. We have to think about what God is telling us. As David said, you know, your law is my meditation day and night. When I wake up in the morning, what am I thinking about? When I go to bed at night, what am I thinking about? Is it the worries and cares of this world, or is it the promises of God? And then fasting also is part of that. We need to be fasting from time to time. That's the first part. You know, we cannot neglect those things. And then a second point I thought about is overcoming. How are we overcoming? Again, Revelation talks about that in many places, that if we overcome, if we're overcoming, then we'll be granted to be in God's kingdom. And He will not blot out our names out of the book of life. And then, on a maybe more positive note, is whatever spiritual fruits that God has given us, whether it's love or joy or peace, whatever it may be, or faith, let's share that with the brethren. Let's share that with one another. I heard a sermonette one time, a good friend of mine, Mr. Joe Youngblood, back in Georgia, and he talked about that. You know, what does a tree bear fruit for? Is it just to fall to the ground and to reproduce? No, it's for someone else to come along and pick that fruit and enjoy that fruit. So we need to be sharing the fruits that God has developed in us of His Holy Spirit with one another. And kind of this, the last point, and this is what got me thinking about all of these things, one of the reasons, is you know, it was David Johnson gave a sermon on holiness. Such an awesome sermon, if you could listen to that on the internet sometime. And what holiness means. And the Sabbath is a holy day, and this is a holy convocation. And what is a convocation? A convocation is something God has summoned us to. It's not just an invitation. It's like if you receive a summons to court. You don't have a choice whether you go. You know, of course we do. You could go to jail if you wanted to. We could be stiff-necked or hard-headed and say, I'm not going to go to church. But we know what the consequences of those eventually will be. But it's a summons. And so God doesn't do this half-heartedly or lightly. He does it to give us what we spiritually need. You know, every Sabbath, fellowship with Him, hearing His word, and fellowship with one another. So, along those lines, I was thinking, how often do we remember what's from one Sabbath to the next, what the last Sabbath sermons or messages were about? You know, how quickly do we forget? Has it been our meditation throughout the week? Now, again, if you're doing your own meditation and Bible study, you have things to think about. But God is giving us a message every Sabbath or messages. And if we can make it a point to maybe just remember one point out of each of those messages, or maybe the sermonette, remember two or three, since it is, of course, the main message and it's longer and it's God's minister speaking to us. So I encourage us to try to focus on one point. Say, what can I take home with me this week? What can I work on this week and apply in my life? What can I be doing to be spiritually fruitful with that message? And then, you don't have to turn there, it's Matthew 24:46. It says, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. So when Jesus Christ returns, hopefully he'll find each and every one of us doing his will, keeping his words and commandments, and doing the work that he has given us to do. And again, we started out with Revelation. Let's go back to Revelation and finish there. Revelation 22, verse 14. Revelation 22, verse 14. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into that city. What a wonderful time that will be. Again, I hope this is an encouraging message. If we haven't been doing what we need to be doing, let's just turn, let's repent, and let's start doing. God is love, and He is merciful, and He is good. So where is your spiritual to-do list?